Now a taste of intergalactic brew. We hear today that Japanese beer maker Sapporo is making something called Space Barley. It's beer made using barley grown from seeds that spent 5 months in space. Sapporo plans to make this Space Barley beer available to a select few next month. We wanted to know what a connoisseur thought about it. Lisa Morrison is a beer blogger based in Portland, Oregon, and she's not sold on the idea that Space Barley is any different than plain old Earth Barley.
Beer is a very simple product. It's made with barley, yeast, malt, or hops and water. And barley is a pretty big part of the ingredient list, but quite frankly, barley's barley, I think. But it'll be fun to find out.
Now, a six-pack of this Space Brew is going to run about $110. Is this the priciest six-pack you've ever heard of?
It is not, actually. There are some vintage beers that have gone for way higher than that, upwards of $350 and even more. So for this being out in space, it might actually be a relatively good deal, believe it or not.
So the idea is for astronauts to brew self-sustaining beer in space, if I gather correctly. Is that right?
Yeah. I think what they're trying to do is set it up so that eventually colonies will be able to brew their own beer. And maybe the rest of us here on Earth, instead of seeing unidentified flying objects, will see unidentified flying breweries.
Tell me a practical thing, Lisa. How did the barley get up into space?
Well, I think what they did is they actually just kind of shipped it up there, and then it spent several months in the International Space Station. I don't know if it was, languishing in zero gravity, or if they were growing it, or if they had it, were testing on it or anything like that. But I think it's kind of funny that barley made it up before most of us.
You know, Sapporo, I've got to say, and I'm not trying to get any swag out of this, is one of my favorite beers, but I like it precisely because it's crisp and chuggable. I mean, that's its reputation. Why do you think Sapporo is doing this?
Well, apparently they are really interested in raising some money for space research and to promote their own children to get more into space education. So actually all of the money going from this lottery that they're going to be doing to sell these six packs is going to be going directly into space education for Japanese kids.
And that lottery is open to the entire planet or just to Japanese?
Just to Japanese, unfortunately, for you and me.
Okay, so with only 256 packs, say you're one of those Japanese people who gets lucky and you get one of these six packs. What does that mean in terms of kind of like local customs that you've got one of these special space six packs of Sapporo?
Well, I would say that, I'm not sure if there's any rules or anything, but I'm wondering if you might be finding that sort of thing online on different types of auction sites or something down the road, because it seems like that'd be a pretty hot commodity.
Yeah, no doubt they'll feel pretty lucky. Well, we'll leave it there. Bottoms up, Lisa Morrison, the beer goddess in Portland, Oregon. Thanks a lot.
Cheers. Thanks for having me.